I did a thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So we were talking. Yeah. You convinced me to buy a light.
Well, you looked like
I started looking at lights.
Yep.
I found a light.
Discovered they're expensive.
Yeah, I discovered they're expensive. I found a light. I thought it looked really good. I read some reviews. Reviews were good, except everybody said the tripod sucks.
Yeah.
Top heavy. So then I started looking at other lights.
It's not a tripod. It's a C-stand.
Whatever. Looked at other lights. Found some lights in B&H. Shout out B&H. I can't tell from your reaction. Oh, you looked up and you did this thing and... There it goes again. What are you doing?
Nothing. Go.
Oh, no, you did a thing. I was asking you to share what the thing was.
I said it's not a tripod, it's a C-stand. You just went, or whatever. Like, learn what the things are.
C-stand.
It's currently our profession that doesn't pay us. I'm excited.
Here we are. I want you to know.
Okay.
Okay. We had a lot of conversations about this.
Yep.
I am currently at 24 millimeters.
Okay.
F2.8. 24 frames per second, 1 over 50. Okay. At 125 ISO, 0 ND filters, and my exposure is at 0.
Okay. I am shooting.
Base ISO.
At 48 frames a second.
That's a lot of frames.
I'm sorry.
24 frames a second.
24 frames a second. Shutter. 1 over 48 shutter.
Yep.
I'm shooting at 1.4 at 500 ISO with an ND filter and about a 20% charged battery, I just noticed. So,
oh, good.
It's plugged in. You want to plug in real quick? No, it's plugged in.
Let's just stay there then.
I guess the question is, is the rate in which it uses battery greater or less than the rate in which it receives charge from my Mac?
I guess we'll find out.
Well, yeah, we're going to know here soon. I'll keep more to come. Tally light.
But the reason I want to bring this up is twofold. So first of all, cheers. Cheers to you, Spencer. One, I've got lights.
You've got light. Let there be light.
Let there be light. Lots of light. I even have three lights behind me.
Yeah.
Behind me.
Practical lights. You're not supposed to tell people what those.
Depth lights. Yeah, uh-huh. Well, they're there.
Yep.
But... You know, we came in today, and we were just talking about this. You have no idea what we're going to talk about today.
No, I'm very nervous.
Yeah, so I had a couple ideas. We talked about a couple ideas, a couple topics.
Yep.
I chose to pivot last minute and talk about one of the two topics specifically.
Okay.
We both almost did a thing, and neither of us did a thing.
We almost
for different reasons.
But we didn't do a thing.
Yes.
Oh, you think I haven't done the thing?
Oh, did you do the thing? You did a thing.
Maybe. I'm going to probably cancel tomorrow.
Why don't you tell our two listeners what you did, John? Because they don't know what you did. And, you know, what'd you do?
Also, could I share the benefit of being friends with someone for 20 years?
You can, yeah. Let them know. Give us some
Neither secret. Of us used a subject in either of those sentences, and we've arrived at knowing that we are talking about Leica cameras.
I just want to talk about cameras in general, but we started with the thing that you did about the thing with the thing.
I haven't done anything yet. I've maybe done a thing. Can I?
It's in a cart?
No. Oh, okay. I've ordered.
Oh. Oh, so you did do a thing.
But I'll cancel tomorrow.
No, you won't.
I will.
Tomorrow from this recording or tomorrow from when this episode drops or tomorrow from whoever is listening to it?
Tuesday, June 6th at 12 p.m.
Okay.
I will cancel. Okay, let's go. Let's talk about what's going on.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, go ahead.
I love cameras.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If there were an AA meeting for cameras,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have the coin yet because I would be failing, but I would need to go to that meeting. I think cameras are great. I love buying them. I think they're fantastic.
Yeah.
I think... They're a really cool tech product to own. So a couple years ago, I decided to switch to the Canon mirrorless system, right?
And what did you switch from?
I think I had a Leica CL at that time. So I had gone from a Sony to a Leica CL, which is their APS-C camera.
Okay.
I traveled to New York using that camera, got some great shots, but the low light was awful.
Okay.
Cool camera, though.
Okay.
And I decided to switch to the Canon mirrorless system. Right. Used the Canon mirrorless system for all of 2017, 18, 19, and then 2020 came, and I bought a Fuji X100V.
You did?
I did. Love that camera. What a great camera.
Wish APS-C. I would have bought one. Wish I would have bought one back then.
Yeah, I got it before the hype. Right. So APS-C, point and shoot, you know, take with you everywhere camera, and I had the perfect balance. I had the Canon for big, you know, intense moments, and I had the Fuji for everything else.
Okay.
But you bought a Leica Q2.
I did.
Yeah.
I had a different journey. It did cross paths with Leica at one point, yes.
Yeah. And I was the most peanut butter and jealous I've ever been. Because I owned the Q1 for like a minute.
Yeah.
And I have never loved a camera more. So you had the Q2, and I was like, God bless.
Yeah. Also, so, for the record, I bought the Q2 for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, don't we all? So yeah. I sold the X100V, bought a Q2.
Yeah.
And carried that like two camera system for a while with like some little like, oh, I got a Ricoh on the side, some other things for fun, but like nothing sure. real, right? And then about, what do you think, 4 months ago, maybe, I started looking at what I should do next.
Yeah.
Should I stay in the Canon system? And here's what caused the trigger. We went to a trip,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't take the Canon with me.
Yeah.
And it was a trip to Hawaii, where the Canon would make a lot of sense, right? And sure. Let me rephrase that. I took it with me to Hawaii. I didn't take it with me at all when I was in Hawaii.
Right.
I ended up just carrying the Leica everywhere. So I thought, okay, well, that's a sign, right?
Yeah.
So I was looking at different camera systems and came upon the Fuji mm-hmm. XH2, which is what I'm shooting video on right now.
My first one.
Well, you know, you had the XT4, which is a very different camera. Fuji. Yeah.
Fuji, yeah.
So I like my Fuji X100V, thought this would uh-huh. be a great camera choice. So I sold two of the Canon lenses. I didn't sell the body or the 50, which is my favorite lens.
Yep.
And I used that to buy the XH2, the lens that I'm shooting on right now, which is the 24 1.4.
Yeah.
I bought this this gorgeous lens over here. This is their 58mm, no, 56mm 1.4, maybe 1.2. Okay.
And that's a 70 equivalent? 80?
85 at 1.2. It's gorgeous. This thing shoots beautiful photos. Little chunker too. Like the Fuji a lot. So I've been carrying the Fuji and the Leica as my regular.
Yeah.
Now
Canon the backpack just in case.
Nope. Canon's downstairs.
Backpack. I mean, like the backpack that sits in your closet that doesn't go anywhere.
It's on the camera shelf. But here's why I didn't get rid of it. That Canon. If you and I were going to go shoot Antelope Canyon right now, that's what I'm bringing. Mm-hmm. Okay. No question. I mean, that thing is gorgeous. It's the R5. It's fantastic. Great camera, right?
Yeah.
So what I found is the Fuji is doing its job. I bought it mostly for video. It does a great job for video. I mm-hmm. tend to take the Leica out mainly for photos. Not that the Fuji can't shoot photos. It does it just fine. It's a great photo camera as well. But if I'm going to go on a trip, probably just going to take the Leica.
Right.
And all that is well and good. Everything I've set up to now, I'm proud of. I have no shame. And then about... 2 weeks ago,
Leica just went and fucked everything up.
Oh man, did they? So they announced the Q3. The Q3 is the Leica Q2, up the sensor to like 60 megapixels. Yeah. At a tilty screen, not a flippy screen, but a tilty screen.
Tilty screen. Yep.
Add some better video capabilities. Not not going to record video with sound, but if you were on a trip and wanted to catch some great 8K footage, 24 frames a second, going to do that.
Great B-roll.
Beautifully. Great B-roll. It gives you, because of that 60 megapixel sensor, it gives you some great crop options, right? Because with Leica, it's a fixed frame. It's a 28 millimeter camera. So if you're going to try to punch in, you've got to crop in, right?
Right.
So 50, now you
70.
Can, yeah, you can actually hold up to 95 now, I think, is the final crop. It's like a 7 megapixel file, but you could still print that at 8x10, maybe.
Sure.
It wouldn't look great, but you could do it, right? And they added some things that I really miss or wanted in a Leica. They added USB-C mm-hmm. for charging, mm-hmm. An actual HDMI port. So if you're recording mm-hmm. video, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is where John nerds out about stuff that won't ever matter to him. Keep going.
What do you mean?
Sorry. No, wait, you weren't supposed to hear that. You heard that? You weren't judgy. Supposed to hear that. Okay, keep going.
Listen. So I ordered it.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
And thought, well, this is the right option for me.
When did you order it?
The second it was announced.
If today is Monday.
No, the second it was announced.
Well, because I've talked to you since it was announced, and you told me you didn't order. You told me you were going to.
I didn't lie.
And then you didn't
order it. You haven't let me finish my story.
And now you're telling the world that you did order it.
Well, if you don't want to hear the story, I won't tell you.
No, we're all ready to hear this.
Okay. I placed the order the second it was announced.
Yep.
Thinking, if nothing else, it's going to be impossible to acquire.
Sure.
I should try. It's like the Bronco I have in order, right? You should acquire it and sell it.
Put the deposit down.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't cost anything.
Right.
They don't charge you until it ships, right?
Until it ships.
So, okay. So I placed the order. The next morning I wake up. They haven't even posted the videos yet. There's no YouTube videos.
Sure.
And I'm like, what am I doing? This is illogical. I don't need it for video. I've got this Fuji that does everything it does in video and better.
Yep.
For photos, am I ever going to notice the difference between 48 and 60?
Probably not.
The lens is identical.
Yep.
The autofocusing system is better. But again, if I'm going to shoot portraits, I'm probably going to take the Canon or the Fuji anyway.
Right.
So in urban photography or travel photography, the autofocus isn't that significant. And the tilty screen is really cool. But
it's cool.
It's not that many thousands of dollars cool.
Right. Different batteries also.
And I looked online at what people were buying the Q2 for and decided financially, I would have done it for a moderate upgrade price. Didn't make sense, right?
You already had it. Yeah.
So I canceled it.
Okay. Okay. And then when did you reorder it?
About 4 days later. It took one Pete McKinnon video.
I don't even know what to do.
And
right
I was
now.
Like,
yeah, I knew when I watched Peter's video, I knew that
I was doomed.
The minute you watch that, it's just here's my credit card. Go.
In honor of Pete here. I'll drink some Liquid Death.
Yeah, there you go. You,
okay. But I made a deal with the devil. Okay, can I tell you the deal? The deal was two things have to be true for me to make this purchase.
Okay.
I have to be able to depart with the Q2.
Okay.
For a 85% delta of the price.
Okay. Of you, the price you bought it for or the price it sells for currently?
The price of the three.
Okay. Okay.
Which is the same, right? So my thought is KEH and all those dropped the price initially of the Q2s because they're going to try to make a buck.
Sure.
But now looking at all the forums, people are buying them live from private party for $4,200. So, okay, now we're back in the game. Now we're back in, right?
Yeah.
The second thing that has to be true
is
it would have to be in my hands prior before to our trip to New York, which means Thursday.
So three days.
So if tomorrow at noon.
So by the time we do our next episode, I will be able to ask you for our audience and the world.
Yep.
John Braverman.
Yeah.
What camera did you take to New York?
Yep.
And if the answer was not the Leica Q3, the follow-up question will be, did you cancel your order? And we all expect you to say yes.
It's unequivocally yes. If it's not shipped by tomorrow at noon.
Uh-huh.
It has to be a no. It's illogical not to.
All right. This is not getting cut.
I don't want it cut.
Okay.
This is a reasonable deal I made with myself.
Hey, I respect that deal.
Okay. But it needs a follow-up.
Oh.
Which may not have been your topic for the
we're there.
I have no idea.
This is it.
Okay. The topic that I want to follow up with is, let's presume... Well, it doesn't matter if it comes or it doesn't come. Just substitute Q2 and Q3 from the equation, right?
Yeah.
What cameras do I take to New York?
Okay. Good question. So I think the answer is simple. You just take whichever Leica you have in your possession because of the following reasons. Having been to New York and knowing, I guess, what that looks like, right?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of time spent walking around, exploring the city, restaurants, shopping, subways, whatever that sounds like, right? So your Canon is awesome, but your Canon is big and not massive. It's not a DSLR, but it's big.
It's big.
And you're going to put a lens on it. Even if you put that little nifty, chunky little lens equivalent, your 50 millimeter or something equivalent on it, it's still big. It's heavy.
Yeah, totally.
And I know you, and I know the cameras you've taken in the past. You just talked about your Hawaii trip.
Yeah.
You took a couple. You only used one.
Yeah, I'm not taking the Canon.
Right.
Well, the question is, like, literally, do I take the Leica and the Fuji, just the Fuji or just the Leica?
Well, you just take the Leica because you're not going to record video. And if you're going to record video, you can, the little bit of video that you would record, you can do it on your phone and be fine with it.
But I'm going to record video because I'm taking Gavin to Legoland.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But here's the thing. Are you going to just leave one at home that one day and take the other one? Well, so would you sacrifice all the photo opportunities that you could take and leave the Leica at home that day or in the hotel or whatever and take your Fuji for the trip to Legoland to record video? Or
yeah,
does it make more sense for you to take the Leica where you can capture all the photos that you captured before, after, and possibly during and shoot that video either on the Leica because it's going to be mostly video, not as much audio,
right?
And or supplement it with your phone?
Well, so, okay, I guess I can ask this question differently. Actually, it's funny.
Maybe you can keep asking it as many times as you want until you get the answer you're looking for. I'll give it to you eventually.
No, no, no.
Take both.
Okay, for one, I'm going to cancel the other item.
You're not.
I am right now.
Okay.
Because I just noticed that it says backordered, not expected to ship soon, and it's a two-day ship. So.
You don't even want to wait till tomorrow?
Nope.
You don't even want to wait till the morning to see if.
Nope, I just canceled it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So one problem solved.
Good job.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Fuji to Legoland.
I couldn't help it.
I'm going to take the Fuji to Legoland.
Okay.
Because of two reasons. I took the Fuji to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The mix between photo and video, the battery life, the size, the portability, it's fantastic. It's okay. The camera that's going to Legoland. Now, what I could do, because we're driving to California first and then flying to New York.
Okay.
I could leave. Are you ending
back in California?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could leave the Fuji in California.
Yeah.
And just take the Leica to New York.
That might make sense. I think the Leica is going to be the only camera you'll use in New York. Doesn't matter what you go there with, that'll be the only one that you use in New York.
But they're about the same size, and my only thought is, am I going to be worried about getting mugged?
It's not about that. If you're worried about getting mugged, get a black sticker and stick it over the little red dot.
Literally. No, but I mean, is that a worry? Should I be worried?
No. No, I mean, I think you need to be smart, right? You don't, like, carry it on your back, set it on a table, walk away. Don't be dumb, right?
Okay.
But if you go to New York with two cameras, one of them will just stay in your hotel room the entire time you're there, and we both know what camera that is. There is zero chance of you leaving your Leica in a hotel and taking your Fuji on a full day adventure throughout New York City. You're just not going to do that. You are 90% photos, 10% videos. You want to be more video, but you're not. I'm not either, to be fair, right? It's not a knock. I'm just, to be fair, you're not there yet. So capture the moments that you really want to capture with the best camera that you have for that, and that is your Leica.
I don't know if the Leica is better for photos. I think the Fuji actually might be better.
Well, then you really don't need the Q3.
I canceled it. I just prefer the feel of the Leica.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's my suggestion.
Before we go.
Yes.
I have an email.
Oh.
It says order has been canceled. I hate that I'm never satisfied with cameras.
Skinny fries.